we tend to be very conservative in our financial dealings, and so therefore we don't have the high peaks and the valleys that many other places have.
But some people observe, and perhaps rightly so, that we're generally about 18 months behind the curve of the rest of the country. So as you're looking out, you know, a year or 2 years out, do you expect that we're going to see a real softening in the local economy and some real issues?
Well, I think you can just about determine that we're going to experience some downturn. if you talk about the sewage crisis that has taken place with respect to Jefferson County, you know, at some point there got to be some cuts made.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, because Jefferson County is getting a lot of negative press right now, nationally and internationally. There have been a number of articles that have talked about the crisis, about public corruption investigations of local politicians. What's the impact of all of that on economic development here?
Whether those are real issues or not, it makes it tough for us, for the county, to actually bring on development. It makes it tough for them to get financing for various projects that they may want to finance. And the overall perception is that, you know, there's something going on here, which we don't need that type of attention. And it brings me full circle as you're asking those questions on exactly why we're having this economic summit. Rather than wait for that wave to come in 18 months from now, it's a prime time to start planning to do what we can now.
Absolutely. As a city, there are many small businesses who don't know how to do business with the city of Birmingham. So that's one of the workshops that we cover, is how do you do business with the city of Birmingham. But also when you talk about transit and how transit impacts economic development, those are going to be some of the discussions that we have.
The issue of public transit, that has been a huge issue that the Birmingham City Council has had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of critics have said, we can't get to jobs. We can't we can't get around town with public transit the way it is.
Well, and that's why I thought we needed to step up to the plate and fund them properly. I think that the real challenge that we've had over the years is that we've not properly funded the transit system. And we're relying on other folk. We're saying, well, we want to know what Hoover's going to do and what Mountain Brook is going to do and Vestavia. And these are all places that should have a stake in the transit system, but not come up to the level of funding. Well, if you don't do anything about it, who stand to be impeded by that process than Birmingham citizens? Because they're the ones who are trying to get to work.
Michael Bell, we talk about cooperation and collaboration. And there's been, I mean, that's a big buzzword. In this area for the last how long? 10, 20 years?
At least.
A long time. And yet, not long ago, the mayor had talked about creating a separate chamber of commerce for the city of Birmingham. Some saw it as seceding from the Birmingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. What kind of message do you think that sends to companies who are already working here, maybe considering moving here or investing in this region?
I think the mayor was being protective of his city. And he wanted some focus given to Birmingham proper as opposed to the region.
Right. Councilman Hoyt, though, is that a mixed message? On the one hand, we need to work regionally and collaboratively, but on the other hand, I'm going to look out for the interests of the city.
Yeah, when the mayor raised the issue, I thought it brought the mayor and the chamber to some formidable dialogue. And that's what you got to have. I don't think we need a separate chamber, but I do think that the chamber needs to be a little bit more diverse with respect to women, the African-American, Latinos, and so that it really reflects the city proper.